This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Monday, June 29th. I'm Audra McCabe. The Gold Mountain Fire in Ouray grew rapidly over the weekend, and the county has declared a state of emergency. As of yesterday evening, the fire had grown to over 4,000 acres. Evacuation orders have been put into place for several neighborhoods, and a shelter is open at Ridgeway Secondary School. During live shows, KVNF DJs will provide updates at the top and bottom of every hour. Stay tuned in Ouray at 90.1 and in Ridgeway at 88.9 for regular updates. If you're elsewhere in the KVNF listening area, you still may have seen or smelled smoke. Some of this smoke is coming from the Gold Mountain Fire, but most has come from a large fire west of Grand Junction. The Snyder Fire on the Colorado-Utah state line was burning over 28,000 acres on mostly BLM land and was 0% contained as of yesterday morning. Governor Jared Polis has verbally declared a disaster emergency and has authorized the National Guard to assist. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanez has more.
The fire began as two smaller fires, both started by dry lightning strikes, which then combined on Saturday. Extreme fire weather caused it to grow rapidly, from over 1,000 acres on Saturday to over 28,000 on Sunday. The U.S. Wildland Fire Service reports that three firefighters died while responding to the blaze, and two more were hospitalized with injuries. The National Weather Service has upgraded a red flag warning, which signals low humidity, high winds, and dry fuels, to what it calls a particularly dangerous situation. The BLM has closed the McInnis Canyon's National Conservation Area to recreation for firefighter safety, and the Mesa County Sheriff's Office evacuated campers from the banks of the Colorado River on Saturday night. Smoke from the Snyder Fire and several other large fires burning in central and southern Utah, as well as the Ferris Fire in southwest Colorado, has caused poor air quality throughout the region. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
While the blaze was growing on the Colorado-Utah border on Saturday, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reported that five Grand Junction firefighters had been rescued and airlifted from the Glade Park area, but that actually wasn't true. The Grand Junction Fire Department later stated that no Grand Junction Fire Department personnel were assigned to the fire in that area. The Daily Sentinel stated in its original article that the information was based on radio scanner traffic originally posted on JunctionNow.com. The fire department says that it was not contacted to verify the information before it was published in the Sentinel, and that the inaccuracy had immediate and significant consequences. Members of the department and their families were left to wonder if their colleagues or loved ones had been seriously injured. The fire department command staff worked with its union chapter to proactively contact the families of on-duty personnel to reassure them that no Grand Junction firefighters had been involved in the incident. In election news, Colorado voters must return their ballots by 7 p.m. on Tuesday for this year's primary elections. There are several key statewide races on the ballot, in addition to some key congressional seats around the state. Benta Berkland, who reports for CPR with the Colorado Capital News Alliance, has been speaking with voters around the state about what issues matter most to them. She spoke with Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Maeve Conran about what she's been hearing.
What did you actually hear from the folks that you were speaking to around the state?
I think, you know, one thing I heard is that they have to choose to actively be engaged. And maybe that's, you know, the same for any voter. But one person who reflected on this is Kevin Ward. He's retired and he lives in Snowmass. So this is Pitkin County near Aspen. He said he's a Bernie Sanders supporter and considers himself progressive. And he does actively choose to pay attention. He said it would be easy to ignore it because he lives in such a scenic area.
I'm an expat. I grew up in Iran. They just bombed my home. And you don't want to be blissfully ignorant, but every headline you read makes your head explode. In the city, that's every day. Here, you can have a few days where you just listen to the birds, take a hike, look at how beautiful the world is.
I would add that he's focused on national politics, and he wants the Democratic Party to have more of a backbone and stand up to Trump.
The Democratic Party needs to be just completely cleared out of everybody who's not a progressive. like Chuck Schumer. I went to college with Chuck Schumer. He was a putz then and he's a putz now. They're rolling over and abetting fascism.
Okay, so that particular voter, they're in Colorado's 3rd congressional district. And so that's a very rural part of the state. It's a really big district. And incumbent Jeff Hurd, who is a Republican, is facing a challenger there. But there are also two Democrats vying for their party's nomination for that race. Do you have a sense of what voters are thinking about in that particularly large rural district?
Yeah, as you've noted, it is large. It's the largest congressional district in the state geographically, including Pueblo, all of southern Colorado, Grand Junction, mountain communities, very diverse areas. From several voters I've talked to, they talked about climate and environment, protecting water resources, how to respond to things like drought and the natural environment. So I think that's one area that will be top of mind for a lot of these voters.
Do you think then that there are different priorities for voters in rural parts of the state? We're talking there about CD3, then those priorities might be different than for urban voters.
I think in some cases they might be, although I do hear a lot of similar themes regardless of where voters live, maybe on some of the vitriol we're seeing at the national level or feeling like things are dysfunctional. But it is very worth noting that there are unique lifestyles if you live in a rural area. Just think, for instance, how far the driving distance is from place to place. So one woman said that means higher gas prices impact her even more. So the cost of living can be that much tougher. You don't have as many places to choose to buy groceries or different types of stores. There may not be as many economic opportunities or jobs. So I think it's even more challenging for a lot of people who are in rural communities.
Well, one of the voters that we heard from in Pitkin County did mention that they want the Democrats to fight more against the Trump administration. So are you hearing anything about how national politics and the Trump administration are maybe influencing people's votes in this year's primary?
Yes. On the Democratic side, we've seen from the gubernatorial candidates and other candidates, there is a focus on Trump and pushing back against the Trump administration. And then we've talked to a few Republican voters who are also concerned about the direction of the country. A lot of people, as I mentioned, want change. They're worried about the cost of living. I talked to Caleb Meisner, and he's a conservative voter. I'll call him rural adjacent because he lives in Evans, which is near Greeley. He voted for President Trump twice, but he said he is not happy with how things are going in the country.
Seems like we have kind of a ruling class that doesn't have to follow any of the rules anymore, and we just all kind of face the brunt of it. And I just don't think that's any way we're supposed to live. That's not the values our country was created on.
And Meisner told me he sees Democratic and Republican politicians as the same side of the coin, preaching opposing messages but beholden to the class above them. And he said he has conservative family views, but pointedly told me do not confuse that with modern day Republicans. Just small government anti-corruption. He doesn't plan to vote in this primary election, but he will for the fall election. Another conservative voter is Megan Agnew. She's from Westcliff. She's also worried about the high cost for things like fuel and groceries. And she said she voted for Trump to solve problems like cost of living increases and fixing other issues inside the country. Her top issue is enforcing immigration laws.
We have to have law and order. Otherwise, we're a third world country. We have to enforce our policies. Otherwise, what is the point of having them? And we need to put our citizens first. Having veterans on the street, having citizens on the street who can't afford housing, can't afford to live, that needs to be our priority. We have so many problems, and if your house isn't in order, you can't be worried about other people's houses.
Agnew says she does plan to vote in the primary, but when CPR interviewed her, she was still going through the ballot, sifting through the various candidates. Republicans have some interesting primary races, too, although for these statewide elections, from governor to attorney general, secretary of state, treasurer, the Democrat is going to be heavily favored, given the political leanings of our state right now.
Well, there's a lot on this year's primary ballots, and there's going to be a lot on this year's general election ballots coming up in November. So Benta Birkeland with CPR and the Colorado Capital News Alliance, I appreciate all your reporting on this, and thanks very much for taking time to talk to me today about it.
Thanks, Maeve.
And for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audra McCabe.